saying their analysts have reached the same conclusion as ours. This does not appear to be a state-sponsored cyber attack. Their satellites have been hacked, likely by the same source, and nothing has fallen into enemy hands, but appears to simply have been deactivated. But why? Right now, we just don't have the answer to that question.
Rory was reassigned to me as my babysitter on an emergency fact-finding mission to Nexus Robotics. At first, we were going to fly in a private diplomatic jet, but then Brown had us downgraded to commercial coach. Rory and I were met by Bryce Tanner in a Nexus vehicle from HQ. He drove us out to the plant, where a National Guard trooper leaned out of the gatehouse and pointed towards smoke rising from the back of the building.
"I'm sorry, sir, but I cannot let you pass the gate, sir."
"What's changed?" Tanner asked.
"Whoever's in there is taking pot shots at personnel who approach, sir."
"But the only one left inside is the plant manager, Phil Stewart."
"No, sir. He is dead. I am sorry, sir."
The trooper paused.
"But we should have new orders any time now, sir."
"Why is the National Guard here and not just the SWAT team?" I asked.
"There's industrial lasers involved here, sir. Somehow they've been installed outside on all four corners of the building. We didn't know those things were so damn powerful. You can mount one of those on a tank and..."
"Who's operating them?" Tanner demanded. "Bryce, isn't it obvious?" I suggested. "Nexus." I remember they all looked at me incredulously, except for Rory. "Drive us to headquarters," I told Tanner. "But get the number of the National Guard commander first. I need to call General Mickle."
Adrian, maybe I should do that," Rory offered.